have to ask him.
Oh, if you had a chance, I don't know if it's still not, but that Michener Art Gallery.
Yeah.
Oh, they have some of the most gorgeous paintings. And my brother and I went Saturday.
Oh, really?
No, Sunday at 2 o'clock it was open. Mm-hmm. And, oh, they are back to 1500. And, you know, I've just come to the conclusion that musicians and artists are not as good as they used to be. Some of those painted back in 1500, where the colors were still good, and the fabrics to the dresses that they were just perfect. You could just see the lace and all. And you just don't see, they've gone in so for that modern art that they don't paint like that anymore. Yeah.
You know, I think one of the reasons is that artists then had a way to support themselves. I mean, they lived, and some patron paid their living. And now artists pretty much have to starve.
Yes, that's right.
Excuse me, the society doesn't support them.
They were just gorgeous. They were just beautiful. And I just thought, well, really, you don't have to go to New York or somewhere when you've got it right here around you.
What building is that?
It's on the corner of 21st. You know where the Littlefield Fountain is?
Yeah.
Well, it's on the corner from that, the corner of Broadway.
Well, the HRC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right across from Dobie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it is just beautiful. I've been in the Mellon Art Gallery in Washington, and then of course I went through the Louvre in Paris, and they had some from the Louvre and Mellon Art display.
Is that right?
Uh-huh, they had a collection, and they were just beautiful.
Yeah, I remember Buddy and I went to the Mellon when we were in Washington, and I think it was the Mellon. Isn't it the one that's part of the Smithsonian?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. We went there, and I had the feeling, of course, we were watching the paintings, but I had the feeling that we were being watched as much as the paintings were, because there was a guard in every single room, you know, and they were watching the people.
Well, we thought the same thing about this, because each one of those were worth $6,000 to $7,000 a piece, and just imagine if somebody got in there.
There was a thing at the Mellon where I think they told you that you couldn't get any closer than 2 feet away from the painting. They just wouldn't let you. Well, they're afraid you'd touch it, for one thing.
What do you call these directors or guides in these art galleries? What do they call them? But when I was there at the Mellon Art Center, that day they had a lecture on this artist. This one artist, Corot, C-O-R-O-T, is Corot. And he would go all around all of it. He'd just fly. We'd just have to run after him. And he'd explain to about this artist and how he painted and things. And I believe I'd recognize one of those pictures in where I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you lived in a place like Washington, each day they pick out a different artist, well, you would become familiar with all those artists.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
And their work,
You'd have to go and take advantage of it, though, because I know I have some cousins who live there. And when we were there in 72 or something, my cousin, who's my age, took us down to D.C., you know, to see the Smithsonian and all that. And she said that she hadn't been down there since she was a Girl Scout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she hadn't even been down there to see it. And there she lives, right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do the same thing. There's so many things on the campus. And I know one woman lived here and never did go in the Capitol.
You're kidding!
She never did go down and go inside the Capitol. imagine being so satisfied with your surroundings.
That is bad.
there are a lot of things on the campus of interest.
Well, you couldn't claim.